Let's go to God's Word in a message series called Imminent Storm. Very unusual message today. It is. That's a crazy verse I want to share with you today. But I'd like to lay the groundwork just a little bit. Imminent storm. They're telling us right now that this is going to be a very active year for hurricanes. And we've already had one tropical storm. It was away from here. Now we got another tropical storm just turned into a hurricane. Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, Beryl, whatever. And it's coming this way, below Florida, below Cuba. And we'll go out in the Gulf of Mexico. That's what it looks like it's going to happen. There's only been about four of those ever that's happened in June. That was a hurricane three or more. And I think that one's a three now. So bottom line is, they're probably right about this time of the year. What they don't tell you sometimes is that 2020 actually had more hurricanes and more named storms than they're predicting this year. They'll leave that out. They'll make you think, oh, 2024. But 2020 did have more, but not many more. So got storms out there. So, and we're taught to prepare. And you know what? If, a lot of us, we were probably more lax and things like that. Ian taught us a little bit of a lesson, didn't he? Yes or no? Is that true? Yeah, just taught to be prepared. Now, whatever that means, I mean, some preparation needs to be made. And they'll start off with hurricanes with spaghetti models, and it's going to go here. This particular one's got more of a straighter path, it looks like. And because it's going pretty fast, and maybe that's why it can have a straighter path. I don't know. But the bottom line is, you know, as it gets closer, you'll know if it's more imminent. You'll know if there's more impending danger. But I'd rather live here than the Midwest where a tornado can just come up and you don't even know it's out there. But at least we can see things ahead of time a little bit, right? Well, you know, the Bible, God's Word is helping us to see things a little ahead of time. That's why we have prophecy. That's why we have Jesus in Matthew 24 and 25 and Paul and John and the book of Revelation. And so there is an impending storm that's coming. And it's not a hurricane, but it will include some of those. Hurricanes, earthquakes, different things like that. But that's just a part of it. It'll include things like Joel was talking about. Persecution. Is it out of the realm of possibility to think that we will face persecution, yes or no? Is that too hard to imagine in your mind, yes or no? Have you seen a big decline somewhat in our country towards faith, toward God, toward doing right? Louisiana just made a new law. You know what the law is? Every school is going to have the Ten Commandments posted back into schools. Every school. And they're being challenged already, buddy. Challenged already in the Supreme Court. It'll go that high. You know it's going to happen. It's headed. But here they're trying to, you know, to do what our country did for years and years and years. And they're facing all kind of blowback. But people are trying to make a difference. But then we're seeing such extremes. We're seeing such extremes. So many things that are anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-common sense, anti-truth. Is that true? So there's a storm a-brewing. And that's been my series. Are we living in the last days? I think we are. And that's okay. If you don't think that, that's okay. I'm not going to push or say you're crazy or something like that. And ultimately, I know it's my last days. I don't have 50 more years. You get my age, I'm 62. And to some of you, you're quite a bit older than me. I get that. Some of you are quite a bit younger than me. But the bottom line is, especially when you hit 50s and 60s, all of a sudden, you think a little differently. Is that true? You start to think like, man, I could have a heart attack. You know why you think that? Because you start having pains in your chest. Oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's not a bad thing to don't think you're going to live forever. It's not a bad thing to know that you're going to meet your maker one day. That's not bad. So whether these are the last days or it's our last days, it's important that we know how to live. Yes or no? Amen. So let's look. Let's just keep that in mind as we look at this message today. And let's go with the title first. The title is Trapped. Buddy, preparations, it's too late right there. Yes or no, amen. Say. If you're there on Fort Myers Beach, like many were during Hurricane Ian, and the water is not just, that's not ground level, that's up 8 feet off the floor. 8, 9 feet. Coming into the house. If you're there, it's too late. Yes or no? I think we'll go get in the car. We're going to go. It's funny how people look that way with their life. They live their whole life without Christ. Or they live their whole life believing a lie. A lie. Good works going to get me to heaven. You're trapped. It won't work. There's no getting out without Jesus Christ. You're just opinionated. That is the only answer in the Word of God. He is it. There's no other way given and no other name given among men where we must be what? Saved. You are trapped or you are saved. Say that out loud. You are trapped or you are what? That's too late. That's too late. Happened to quite a few. There'll be all kinds of movies made about Hurricane Ian. You know it. There'll be horror movies made. I predict this. And they'll be coming from Fort Myers Beach. People like that crawled up into the attic. And then water's coming up into the attic. And they've got their pets with them in the attic. And they're in between the trusses. And they get impaled with broken wood and beams. And they lose their life in the attic. Whew. It's horrible, isn't it? Pays to be prepared, yes or no? But as bad as that is nothing compared to eternity in hell. Lost forever. You don't believe in hell, do you? Take a wild guess why I believe in hell. I believe in hell because what? Jesus actually spoke more of hell than he did of heaven. We always forget that when we have our opinions. We forget this part. When we have our opinions instead of what God's Word says and what Jesus says, we forget the part when we disagree with it that we're calling Him a liar. God says in His Word, let God be true and every man a what? He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will what? Never pass away. It's not like we don't have clear warning here. Yes or no? There's no reason for us to be what? Can we see the title again? There's no reason for us to be what? Here's why a lot of people are trapped. Here it is. The church isn't teaching the truth. And if the church isn't teaching the truth, there's no what? There's no way out. In the last days, the church will not be teaching the truth. That's my message today. In the last days, the church will not be teaching the truth. Am I saying every church? No. And when I say that, that means I'm trying to be better than other people. Excuse me. I'm not trying to be better than other people. I'm the biggest sinner I know. Did you know if I said that in some churches, they'd run me off? Because of the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I look. It's really about the message, ain't it? Say, is that yes or no? I don't give a hoot. Somebody can be whatever. But if the bridge is out and I'm going 75 miles an hour, I honestly don't care if they stark naked at the middle of the road. If they're trying to get me to stop, stop, stop. We've been playing church games way too long. What you dress like, what you look like, how's your hair cut. We're the dumbest people on the planet. Y'all hear me or not? I'm sorry. How many grew up doing exactly what I just described? Can I see some hands? Tell you what, when the storm's coming, all that goes out the window, don't it? Say, how many ate some funny food during Ian? How many ate some food during Ian that you would not normally, that wouldn't be the thing you'd normally want to eat? Eating whatever you can get your hands on, yes or no? I came out here to American Red Cross or Salvation Army. Thank you, sweetie pie. I appreciate it. I probably won't drink it, but thank you anyway. I'm hard-headed. I'm awful. But I might. So, I mean, it's just funny. When the rubber meets the road, when the stuff hits the fan, we just want out. Amen, say. And we want to make it. So, I just laid out the groundwork. That's all. We're going to look at a scripture. We're going to go pretty quick through these first several things that we want to put up on the screen. But I gave a message last week on the Antichrist. Back off of that just a minute. I gave a message on the Antichrist. Remember? Okay. The word Antichrist, it means against Christ. It means opposed to Christ. But then I did something at the end of the message. I spent time like I've not done before. And I talked about the Holy Spirit backing away, removing himself. That's just hard for us to imagine. That in the last days, God will not always strive with men. You think that you're always going to have the Lord standing at your heart's door knocking. Revelation 3:20, if you know it. Behold, I stand at the door and what? If any man will what? Open the door, I will do what? I'll come in with him and sup with him and he with me. But don't be foolish. Don't be foolish that when the waters rise like that, oh, the ambulance will be here in a minute. No, you're done. Yes or no, amen. You're done. And the bottom line is, the Lord's not always going to be giving out the warning. There will come a time when the Holy Spirit will rather send strong delusion. Let's do another poll. How many of you think right now in our country and in our world there's a lot of delusion going on? Could it be this delusion started 2 years ago? 3 years ago? A year ago? I don't know. Something happened. To me, it just seems like people are crazier. Is that true? Oh my gosh. How crazy can you be? And then trying to force me to be crazy like you. I got my own problems. What I'm trying to say is, it seems like the Holy Spirit left a lot of ministries a long time ago. And I hate to say it because I sound arrogant. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I want him here. I don't want to have church without him here. It's just a meeting if he ain't here. If I don't have his word, what am I doing, man? Without him and his word, we're trapped. Let's see what it'll look like last days. We'll go. A scripture I'd like to give you. There's several, but we're going to stop with this one. Upon her forehead, would you say this? It's a very unusual verse. Upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The church in the Word of God, if you know this answer, tell me. We are called the blank of Christ. The what? The bride of Christ. So it's very fitting that this says the mother of harlots. It speaks in a feminine term, which is fine. No problem. We are the bride of Christ. Matter of fact, it says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved who? And gave himself for. Is that correct? So, what is this verse talking about? In the last days, Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon. The great, the mother of harlots and abominations. So what is Mystery Babylon? Let's just unpack it just a little bit, Raj. Let's see what we can find. Well, Mystery Babylon. Would you say this out loud? Mystery Babylon. Say it with me out loud. Mystery Babylon. Say it with me. Is a code word for spiritual bondage and defilement. Okay, it speaks of the church being in bondage and being defiled. God sees us as his wife. God sees us as his bride. He saw Israel that way. Remember in the Old Testament? But this specifically, this word mystery, Babylon. Babylon is a Gentile word. It really speaks to Gentile, not Israel so much. It really speaks to, I believe, the church. Y'all hear me or not? The church in the last days in the book of Revelation. That, let's back that up. Can I see that verse again? That is not a nice thing to say about somebody. Is it yes or no? Mystery Babylon. Who's that? Who's that? Well, the great. Well, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. That's what God says. He actually gives us seven churches in the book of Revelation. Only two he has something positive to say about, pretty much, or he doesn't bring condemnation. The last one, which I believe represents the last days, that's my opinion, the church at Laodicea, when you study the book of Revelation, he actually says to the book of Revelation, in that to that church, he says, You have wealth, you have this, you think you see but you don't, you think everything's great, that you don't lack anything, you're not hot nor cold, you just whatever, please everybody. He said, I will what you out of my mouth. I'll spew you or vomit you out of my mouth. That's what God sees and teaches us about the church in the last days. I mean, if we didn't say nothing else, that's why I don't think, unless I really go cuckoo, which it could happen, there's really no point in you coming up to me and trying to tell me to teach some other gospel than Jesus. You understand? Yeah, but Gary, you'd get more people. So what? I got a bigger bus going off a cliff. Who gives a hoot? Yes or no? We need to stand for truth at our church. And the truth will set us what? If we have the truth, when the storm comes, no matter what the storm might be, we will be what? Prepared. Okay? So let's just keep looking a little bit more. Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon. If you don't mind saying this. For sure, Mystery Babylon, go ahead, is about religious what? Harlotry and abomination to God. I don't pretend to know everything. I read, I get studied up on tough subjects and things like that. I've been looking at this one for years, but there's really not much debate on this one. When you see Mystery Babylon, the mother of the great, the mother of harlots and abomination, is speaking of religious institutions, religion in the last days. It will not be a fitting bride to the Lord. It will be like a harlot. That's pretty strong language, isn't it? Yes or no? You read the book of Revelation, it actually says whore. Yeah. Multiple times. Y'all hear me? Without being ugly, I mentioned the Methodist Church last week. The largest split since the Civil War in a religious denomination in the United States of America happened about 2 months ago. In your lifetime, How quick? 2 months ago! Now, it's been going on for a while, yes or no? Since you said what, 67? Okay, but you were a pastor in the Methodist for years and years and years and years and years, but it came on like a flood toward the end, didn't it? And then finally, 7,000 of this organization, not people, churches, and some of them were huge. You know what they said? They said, we're going to choose Jesus over you people. We're going to choose Jesus over what the hierarchy says. We're going to choose God's word over what this says. And I think that's what the last days will be. It'll be more and more churches that are going to have to lay down the gauntlet and decide if they're going to preach truth or not. Y'all hear me? Are we okay today, or am I too hard on us? You know, if we have a ball team, I'd rather win the game. Even if practice is going to be tough and we got to kick our tail for 2 weeks. Yes or no? And that's what I want for us. I want everyone that comes to Fellowship Church to be saved. I want anybody that listens to me on the radio to hear the gospel and come to Christ. I want when people meet our people with a fellowship shirt on or a bumper sticker on a car, my goal is for every one of us to be able to give an answer to people that says, Jesus loves you. You matter to Him. You are not garbage. He cares for you. If He saved me, let me tell you, He can save you. You hear me? That's what I want out of us. And I want us to do that more and more and more as we see this day approaching. Let's keep looking. Not a whole lot more. I'm doing good. I'm feeling good about what I'm doing. Pretty quick. What are symptoms of Mystery Babylon? We'll go quick with these. What will the last days church be like? Number one, full of pride. 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 Look at me. Look at us. Look at our stuff. Look at this. Look at that. We're better than you. Judging. Judging. You're bad. We're good. Pride. Last days. Wouldn't it be nice if that said love? Yes or no? Wouldn't that be nice if it said love? Yeah, or truth. Wouldn't that be nice? Much of the church today is about selfishness and making a name for ourselves. I love what we've done here. But I could preach out in the yard. But that doesn't minimize what we've done. Millions of dollars. Sacrifice. High school for many years. God gets all the what? Credit and the glory. We don't worship our building here, yes or no? We're not. Why are you building a kids' wing? Because we want to reach young families more. We want to have more Bible studies as we see the day approaching. I don't know when it is. I'd like more people to come here. Like Ronnie's got 45 on last Monday night. 45 men in Englewood, Florida, going and learning God's Word in the Bible. Isn't that nice? Say, you know, we got to do something. I want that. That's what we want. We don't want to be proud. Look at our Bible study. Look how great we are. If somebody says that, they'll be smacked upside the head. It's crazy. Come to our church. We better than you. You're ignorant if you talk like that. How about this? Come to Fellowship Church. We're going to love the snot out of you. It's fine if you say, come here, you get your free donut. I don't give a hoot. But I hope ultimately you'll say, come here, because I know he's rough, he talks funny. But you'll hear the Bible. You'll hear God's Word. And guys, I'm not on the train with the charismatic movement. I don't want to make stuff up here. I think that's part of the last days when we're making stuff up. Showtime! Yeah, try to be in front of that storm coming. And get your hands up and, oh, storm, go backwards, go back. You're gonna be drowned. Quit acting like a crazy person. Preach the word! Amen. You know? Throw out the lifeline, man. Souls are perishing. Win them to Christ. Keep looking. Another symptom. Idolatry in the last days. And he just puts up a bunch of pictures. He could have put a bunch. Much of church days, we're not immune to worshiping idols. Our idols are people. Our idols are political parties or political figures. Yes or no? And we're guilty. I'm a conservative all the way, all the way, all the way. But I don't worship Donald Trump. I don't, but I am a conservative. I identify with conservative principles. Got it? Yes or no? A lot of people were very disappointed at the debate the other night because the man they worship, Joe Biden, fell right off the stage. I'm not talking about literally, but he almost did. But bottom line is, a lot of people were disappointed because they've been lied to. They've been lied to. He's in great health. He's the best. 81, his mind's the great. Quit lying to us. That's not that Democrats can't put up a good leader. If they can find one, that's okay. But we don't need to lie about it until the truth comes out. Yes or no? Now you're mad at me. Lord help you. Anyway, we worship people. Keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. We worship. We've got our own. The church doesn't need to be into idol worship. Yes or no? Big church in Texas. They're friends of mine. I've known many of them for years. Their pastor, it just came out. It was terrible what happened years ago with a child. It just came out. And they have got him placed up on the pedestal so high that when this news came out, they're devastated. Remember I said this. I'm the biggest sinner I know. Got it? Okay? I struggle with stuff. Do not worship Gary Clark. You will go straight to hell. Do not pass go. You won't. Can I see how many sinners are in the room? Let me see some hands. Any sinners in the room? Any trouble with sin in their life? Any perfect people here? Much of the church today is about covetousness. That's another one. Covetousness and greed today in our churches. Yes or no? Amen. Why do I say if you can't give cheerfully, keep it? Why do I say that? So that it'll help us not be a covetous ministry. It's not that we don't struggle with some of this. Keep looking. Look at another one. Trapped, trapped, trapped. Last day's church. Trapped, trapped. Number four, I got lots of scripture on this, but I'm out of time. Sorcery, sorcery. Can you bring me the definition? There's a lot of scripture there, but I have some other things here. Pop it on down there for me. Find it for me. Just roll through it. You're fine. I'll be fine with it. Sorcery, say this with me. Sorcery, you might say, I don't worship the devil. I don't practice sorcery. Let's see if you do. Sorcery can be described as getting your spiritual instructions from anywhere other than God and His holy word. See, we just think if you were playing a Ouija board or you're having a seance or you're, you know, 666, that's sorcery. Well, all that stuff is. But sorcery is in the church where we're teaching things that aren't from God's word. That's a form of sorcery. You think Satan's happy when churches teach things other than the Bible? Yes or no? Sure. Sorcery in the last days. Okay? Much of the church today is saying things, they're teaching things, they're believing things that are not found in the Word of God. And if they're found, it's very a little bit, and then they warp them and twist it. Keep looking. Call it what you want, but if it's not of God, it's what? Last day's church. He calls it Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. And an abomination. That's not what we want. So many in the church today, we read everything but the what? It's true of this church, us. It's funny. It's funny. When that storm's real close to you, the hurricane, you can't stay away from the radio. Looking at the TV. Where's it at? Wouldn't it be nice if that's the way we are about Christ coming? The end time. Wouldn't it be nice if right now we would be driven more to the Word of God? Yes or no? And some are. I see it happening. But guys, you better be careful. Because God's not always going to strive with us. He's not always going to be knocking at our heart's door. You need to be saved today. You need to be solid for Christ today. Y'all hear me? You need to get right with God today. If there's something in your life and it's just not right, man, it's screwed up. Run to the Father. Run to the Father. He loves you. That's the truth. Trapped. Let's look at another one. Another symptom, number five. Not long. Adultery. Adultery? Yeah. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of what? Yeah, if you're a harlot and you're married, that's called adultery. But he's not just saying that about a husband and wife. He's saying that's what he looks at us as the church as an unfaithful wife in the last days. Is that making sense? We're not being faithful to him. Keep looking. Keep looking. I'm sorry, there's lots of scriptures. I'm just out of time. What's adultery mean? The word adultery literally means mixing it up. Say that out loud. Adultery means what? See, if you married, you ain't supposed to mix up your sex and stuff with somebody else. That's called what? Adultery. Got it? But I imagine there's some churches today that tell you that's fine too. It's not fine. But God's really speaking about something else here. He's talking about the church mixing it up. We are, instead of teaching His Word, we're mixing it up with other things. We teach it other things other than His Word. He calls that spiritual adultery. Y'all hear me or not? It's not clean. It's dirty. It causes spots and blemishes and wrinkles in our relationship with God. This is what it does. Adultery weakens. Adultery weakens. Adultery weakens. We're not going to be a stronger church by going after every whim and every other idea down the road instead of staying with His Word. Yeah, but we're hip. We're doing this and we're doing. I don't mind new things if they're fine, if they're solid. But guys, we don't need to go away from God. We need to get closer to Him. This is too old-fashioned, ain't it? I sound 900 years old today. I like me. Much of the church today has taken truth, they've mixed it up, and they've weakened the power and the message of the gospel of Christ. Yeah, but they got a bigger crowd than you. That don't mean hoot to me. I love it if they got a bigger crowd and they're seeing many come to Christ. That's fantastic. But it's not about the crowd, guys. It's about we got to get the message right. Yes or no, amen? Trapped. Last one. Murder. Look at this scripture. Verse 6. Mystery Babylon, verse 6. And I saw the woman, the church, in the last days, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, guys, I've been using the word church, 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 church. I probably should have been using religion, 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 religion. But you look at religion today and down through the centuries, but today people will murder you in the name of religion. Is that true some places on the planet? Yes or no? It's not just our country, guys. We've been like the greatest preacher of the gospel for the last couple of hundred years around the world, this country. But we're fallen, we're fallen, we're fallen, we're fallen. And things seem to be getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But this is happening. Keep looking. Murder, a symptom of mystery. About people who love God have been killed down through the what? Down through the centuries. It's happening today. Somewhere in the world today, people are being slaughtered for their faith. Somewhere in the world today, people are being slaughtered for their faith. Shamefully, much of this was done in the name of what? The church or religion. This is a sign of the last days. But let's bring it back home to you and we'll quit with this. Here's what I think is not good for us today in this country and in our church. The tongue is a fire. It's a world of iniquity. The tongue is among our members that it defiles the whole body. It's set on fire. The course of nature is set on fire of hell. The tongue, the tongue, the tongue. The tongue can no man tame. It's full of evil. It's full of deadly poison. We bless God, our Father, and we curse men that are made after the similitude. Out of the same mouth ought not proceed blessing and cursing. My brother, these things ought not so to be in a church. We use our tongue to assassinate people's character. Y'all hear me, yes or no? It's horrible. Much of the church today assassinates through the power of the tongue. Many are, say this last part with me. Many are what? Hateful and what? Mean-spirited, but they dress up. Look at me on Sunday. You know what God calls us? Harlots. That's awful today, ain't it? Merry Christmas. It is what it is, guys. I've got more message, and we might check it out sometime. But the bottom line is Last Days Church will be a church that's been mixing it up, stepping out on God, not telling the truth. And God says, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. It's time for the church to get right with the Lord. It's time for us to stay steady and true and do the right thing. You hear me or not? Let's thank the Lord for His word. Even though it was hard. It's okay. I can handle it. Amen.